Welcome back to The Next Wave. Today, we're diving into a question that keeps millions of people up at night. How are creators actually making money in 2026? Because let's face it, the game has completely changed.
It really has, Maya. We've officially moved past the chasing views era. The creator economy is massive now, estimated at over $230 billion this year. But the top earners aren't just relying on platform ad payouts anymore.
Wait, so millions of views don't automatically mean a massive paycheck?
Exactly. In 2026, the big realization is that views do not equal stable income. A creator with millions of views might struggle to pay rent, while a niche creator with 5,000 dedicated subscribers on Substack or Locals is easily pulling in six figures. The secret is treating content as a distribution channel for an actual business, not the business itself.
Ah, so you use the free content to bring people into your own ecosystem. What does that ecosystem look like?
It's all about direct-to-fan monetization. We're seeing a massive boom in private paid communities, digital products, and even hyper-personalized interactions. Fans are paying for exclusive access, mentorship, and even paid replies, where they get a direct video or audio response from the creator.
Interesting. So it's less about passive consuming and more about active connecting. But what about brand deals? Are companies still sponsoring videos?
They are, but the power dynamic has totally flipped. Creators are no longer organizing their lives around waiting for a sponsor's email. They're actually auditioning brands, demanding creative control, and saying no to rigid word-for-word scripts. If a brand doesn't fit, creators walk away because they have other more reliable revenue streams.
Wow, it sounds like creators are essentially building holding companies now, rather than just running social media channels.
That's the perfect way to put it. The more successful creators in 2026 think like CEOs. They diversify, they own their audience data, and they prioritize deep relationships over viral fame.
So, the big takeaway? Stop trying to go viral and start trying to connect. That's all for today's episode of The Next Wave. We'll catch you next time.